With this KLEM Sports Update for this Tuesday, December 17th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Coming your way tonight here on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com. We have a Missouri River Activities Conference girls and boys basketball doubleheader for you on tap as Lamar's makes a long trip down to Council Bluffs to square off with Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln. We'll have all the action for you. Pre-game coverage gets set to start right after our 5 o'clock news tonight, 5:15 or 5:20. Girls game tips off at 5:30. Boys to follow at 7. You can catch both contests right here on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com. Well, yesterday was a very light slate of high school sporting action around the area, but let's recap it for you anyway. First, to the bowling alley, where Lamar's Community's girls and boys bowling teams were taking on the Sergeant Bluff Luton Warriors on the road. The Bulldogs won the girls' matchup, though they did not score very well. The Bulldogs scored a 24-45 and beat Sergeant Bluff Luton 17-80. Best series for the Bulldogs came from Natalie Vanderloo. She shot a 381. With a 194 and 187 game, Maddie Gerard was able to eclipse 200 in one of her games, but her 129 didn't help her cause very much. 129 and 206 for a 335 series for the Bulldog varsity bowler there. The best Baker game for the ladies was a 169. They averaged 150. Very low scoring affair, but the Bulldogs were able to get the job done and still remain undefeated on the season. On the boys' side of that meet, the Bulldog boys defeated Sergeant Bluff Luton as well, 28-69 to 25-07. A couple of 400 series, including Caden Heitritter, who was above 200 in both games, 225 and 202, a 427 series for Heitritter. Sebastian McGregor with a 182 and 218. He bowled an even 400 series, and Taylor Lindner, 195 and 183 for a 378 two-game series. The Bulldog boys got a 206 best Baker game and averaged 191 for their five Baker games. They remain undefeated, not counting tournament play, just one-on-one matchups. They have been perfect so far. Other scores in MRAC bowling. On the girls' side, Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln defeated Sioux City East 22-93 to 19-43, and on the boys' side of that meet, it was 29-74 to 28-14. Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln got the sweep of the Black Raiders. Now to the basketball scoreboard from yesterday, a very light slate here, but a couple of area teams in action. On the girls' side in Warrego Conference girls basketball, MMCRU fell on the road, a tight one with Lawton Bronson, same team who knocked them out in the region tournament last year. The Eagles got the Royals 52-49. Also, is Hartley Melvin Sanborn beating Grettinger Terrell Ruthven Ayrshire 74-67. In the Western Valley Conference, the Kingsley Pearson girls get a nice non-conference victory over Alta Aurelia 57-52. Julia Howe, nearly a double-double. She had 20 points, 9 rebounds, and a couple of steals. Peyton Trapp at 13 points and 7 rebounds to go along with 2 steals. Emma Dye came off the bench to score 10 points and pull down 2 rebounds. In boys basketball in the Warrego Conference, the MMCRU boys bounced back with a high-scoring win over Lawton Bronson, 73-58. Also, it was Hartley Melvin Sanborn falling to Grettinger Terrell Ruthven Ayrshire, 65-55. In the Western Valley Conference, it was a late free throw that ended up being the difference for Kingsley Pearson. The Panthers take down Alta Aurelia on the road, 41-40. That was a very tight scoring contest on the road. You can check out all those scores and results from both bowling and basketball around the area yesterday. They're on our website at KLEM1410.com. Well, a Lamar's Community football alum is going to be playing football on a national stage here coming up this weekend. That would be Lamar's Community alum Isaiah Tokey. He'll be competing in the NAIA National Championship game this weekend with Grandview University after the Vikings qualified for the championship game with a 36-13 win over Morningside University in Des Moines on Saturday in the national semifinal round. For Tokey, this is actually not the first national championship game he has been a part of in his collegiate career. He was a member of the Iowa Western Community College team that won a national title in 2022. He says being in that moment previously helped him prepare his teammates for that moment this year.
It was an amazing experience to be in. You know, I know what's at stake, and you know, I'm just trying to put it in everybody else's eyes, what's at stake and what can actually be done.
In the semifinal matchup with Morningside on Saturday, Toki earned Offensive Player of the Game. He brought in 6 catches for a whopping 145 yards and the game-sealing touchdown late in the game. He says he put his trust in his teammates and coaches to allow him to have success.
Honestly, it was just trust. You know, I put all my trust in my coaches, and especially my quarterback. You know, he comes out every single day, and he does exactly what we need him to do.
Toki's a 2020 graduate of Lamar's. He was an All-State football player his senior year for the Bulldogs. First team All-State, by the way. He recorded nearly 1,000 yards receiving and 12 touchdowns while also running an interception back for a touchdown on defense that year. And he holds just about every receiving record at Lamar's community. With all that success, Toki says the college game was a bit of a wake-up call after being the main guy in high school.
Everybody in high school, you know, everybody's the dude, but, you know, when you get to college, you have your whole roster is the dude. And when I got here, and I definitely seen that from everybody, especially today.
Thankfully, he prepared well for the ins and outs of football in high school. Toki credits the time spent with quarterback Tate Westhoff and his dad as preparing him to play the game at a high level.
We did a lot of extra study stuff, you know. I actually want to give a big shout out to Tate's dad. You know, he took us in on one of the weekdays, and he would just watch extra film with us, you know, and just preparing us to be the best that we can possibly be.
And for Toki, the opportunity to represent his hometown on a big stage is not lost on him. He says he is grateful for all the support he gets from his hometown.
It means the world, you know. A lot of people back home, they text me every week saying that they're watching, so I know that I got a lot of support from back home.
Grandview will take on Kaiser University out of Florida on Saturday in Durham, North Carolina. Kickoff will be at 11 o'clock in the morning, and that can be watched on the NAIA website, NAIA.org, the place to check that out. Congratulations to Lamar's community alum Isaiah Toki, as he will try and go for his second collegiate national championship with Grandview University this weekend. Let's take a look now at the sports schedule for today. It's jam-packed on a Tuesday night, just the way we like it. Let's go to, first of all, the boys' wrestling schedule. Just a couple of duels and quads and things like that. Lamar's community has a home double duel. They're taking on an area squad in Akron-Westfield. Also in attendance is MVAOCOU. MMCRU heads to Pocahontas area for a quad hosted by Pocahontas area today as well. On to the basketball schedule. Lots of action around the area. First in the MRAC, of course, our contest for you tonight. Lamar's community at Council Bluffs, Abe Lincoln, girl boy doubleheader. Can catch that all right here on KLAM. Sioux City West is at Sioux City North. It's Bishop Heelan. It's Sergeant Bluff Luton. And Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson is at Sioux City East. In the Wargo Conference tonight, Remsen St. Mary's is at Akron Westfield for a doubleheader. George Little Rock is at MMCRU. Hinton is at Central Lyon for a girls' matchup, and the Hinton boys are at West Sioux in conference play. Hartley Melvin Sanborn is at South O'Brien, and Harris Lake Park is at Trinity Christian. In the Western Valley Conference, Kingsley Pearson's at Siouxland Christian. It's West Monona at Ridgeview. Lawton Bronson is at Westwood, and MVAOCOU is at Woodbury Central, with River Valley at OABCIG for a girls-only matchup. Well, for more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at KLEM Sports. And tune in tonight to high school basketball from Council Bluffs as the Bulldogs square off with Council Bluffs' Abraham Lincoln. Our coverage begins at about 5:15, 5:20 right here on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com. This has been your Tuesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.